Michigan welcomes one of its own back home this weekend. Sandra Bernhard's appearing at the Arc in Ann Arbor this Friday and Saturday. She's a comedian. She's an actor in film and television, a stage performer, a commentator, a musician, a writer. It goes on and on. And her roots go back to Flint. And Sandra Bernhard joins us now. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Well, listen, I'm wondering, as I kind of think about all the things you do and the kind of performer you are, how do you see yourself? What would you call yourself?
I would call myself an eclectic entertainer.
Yes, it's true. What are we going to be seeing at the Arc this weekend? What are you going to be bringing to us?
Well, you know, I've always described my act as sort of a mashup of rock and roll meets cabaret meets burlesque meets stand-up with a general entertaining, you know, overview. You know, it's a stream of consciousness. It's my monologues. It's personal. It's political. It's pop culture, all mashed together with great music. I have my band, the Flawless Zircons, who will be accompanying me. And the music's always dynamic and sexy. And, you know, you get a show, like, I guess it's akin to being in Berlin in 1939, before it all went wrong.
I want to ask you a little about growing up in Flint and your memories of that. You were there until you were, what, about 10?
10, yeah.
Good times?
It's great times. You know, Flint was at its peak. GM, you know, Fisher, all the auto industry was really cranking at full gear. And my father was a doctor and, you know, did quite well. It was a small town, and yet it wasn't too crushing. I mean, you got to meet new people. Some of the kids, you know, I still know today, obviously. Small Jewish community, but very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was a great time to grow up. You'd run around the streets. You'd, you know, walk to school by yourself. It was just a different time in the world and certainly a different time in America. And, of course, the Midwest has a certain intimacy and family-oriented vibe that, you know, I think still kind of radiates today.
And as you see the way things have been, especially since the Great Recession and Flint really has, you know, been hit hard. Yeah, what does that make you feel when you're back home?
Well, you know, I'm coming in tomorrow early. I'm actually going with my friend Harry Kirschbaum, who still lives in Michigan. We were in kindergarten together. He's going to take me up to Flint, and we're going to spend the day there. And I've actually made a really good friend on Twitter, this artist named Sean Colton, and he and his wife and autistic son live in Flint. And we've become very good friends over Twitter, but I haven't met him yet. So tomorrow's the first day I'm meeting him, and he's actually a singer as well, so he's going to come and do a song with me at the Arc either Friday or Saturday night. So this is like kind of a funny, interesting, you know, loving situation that has evolved with a Flint brother. So I'm really excited about coming in tomorrow and, you know, tooling around. I mean, I can still see my house on Zillow. You know, I punch in my address on Concord Street. It comes up, built in 1955. You know, it's just so, and you see it. And of course, it's so strange. I mean,
yeah,
how the world has completely, you know, been turned on its ear since we left Flint when I was 10 years old.
Yeah. So looking ahead to what you're going to be doing, Sandra Bernhard, at the Arc Friday and Saturday, this coming weekend, what's kind of on your mind? What's bubbling on the front burner that you want to make sure that you're going to be bringing into your show?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, some political things, you know, handled gingerly.
Such as?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess there's a little bit about gun control. There's a little bit about just the obvious stuff. But I touch very lightly on that because I really feel like it's also so over-examined every night, you know, between, you know, Rachel Maddow and, you know, all the guys, Stephen Colbert. So I try not to get too, like, dead-on political, but, mm-hmm, you know, I touch on things. And then sort of just like it's kind of a roadmap of places I've been recently, you know, ranging from a party out in Hollywood over the holidays to, like, motherhood. And some stories are fictionalized, some stories are real. I've always kind of played with that and toyed with, like, what, you know, the fine line between my life and what I want in my life. So you're never really 100% sure if a story is true or not, which is kind of my signature.
Sandra Bernhard, thank you for talking with us, and welcome back to Michigan.
It's my pleasure.
And up next, the Great Lakes at their lowest levels in decades. What effect could it have on the economy? That story next here on Michigan Radio.